Thanks for downloading ThistlePod. I'm Fiona Ritchie and I'm delving into our NPR programme archive to remember some of the great visits we've enjoyed with artists who helped define the sound of today's music from Celtic roots. This time it's singer-songwriter Fraser Anderson, currently living in France and at work on his third album.
Other people's lives just seem to be what Paul Simon said, some folks' lives roll easy. You look at people and everything just seems to fall into place sometimes, and this is just, it's a little story song about someone that's, I saw them sitting on a bar stool beside a door in a pub, and they were just looking at the floor and just, they looked kind of lost, and so I wrote this little song.
On a stool by the door, watching shadows on the floor, thinking back through all the years that might have been. And she sits sadly on her own and wants to join in every song that the happy people own. They all begin to sing "This could be heaven we're in, this could be all the things you dream of when it all begins." And soon all the people disappear, like the months in every year that she remembers and leaves them all behind. This could be heaven we're in, this could be all the things you dream of when it all begins. And soon all the people disappear, like the months in every year she remembers and leaves them all behind. This could be heaven we're in, this could be all the things you dream of when it all begins. As soon all the people disappear, the months in every year she remembers and leaves them all behind. And she leaves them all behind. She sees her face in the wall with no reflection there at all, feeling like her frozen soul is melting. And from one side of her eye, the blurry footsteps dancing by. And as she cries, she breathes the conversation. This could be heaven we're in, this could be all the things you dream of when it all begins. Soon all the people disappear, just like every year. that she remembers and leaves them all behind.
Fraser Anderson's with us and performing there a song from Coming Up for Air. Do you know, I was looking at your website, and Coming Up for Air is a theme also on the website, because there's a sculpture there that's been photographed by and perhaps created by your wife as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it strikes me again that with the web and the opportunity to offer music downloads, there are more ways for you to get your music to the public compared to how people would have been working a decade or two ago. There's just more of an opportunity now for artists to create their music and then get it out there and get it directly to people. I mean, I know that you are an admirer of Carole King and other singer-songwriters, and yet you're probably working really in quite a different way from how they were working.
The web just amazes me. You know, I mean, children growing up now, they're used to it. But even things like mobile phones, if you think about it hard enough, they kind of blow your mind how the whole get this tiny little thing and you press a few buttons and I can talk to my brother in Adelaide, you know. But I'm quite old-fashioned that way. But yeah, it's brilliant for being able to reach out. We just last week we got an album sale from Singapore. Like you say, if this had been 10-20 years ago, unless I was touring over there, you wouldn't really expect to get an album sale from somewhere like that.
And how did you feel about sort of offering music downloads and things like that? People were very cautious about that early on because of this feeling that the music would run away from you, you wouldn't have control of it, you lose out on sales. Yeah. And yet people are more comfortable with doing that now. Did it take you a while to get your head around that sort of offering?
It's more about exposure for me. So if somebody wants to, like this little guy in Singapore, if he wants to burn off 10,000 copies and sell them in the black market, then he's more than welcome to go ahead and do that. Because, you know, people are going to go, hi, wow, what's
this? I have to sit here as a radio professional and absolutely discourage him or anyone else from that act.
But, you know, the name of the game at this stage is to get it out there and try and create something. The next album, I'll become very stingy. But, I mean, seriously, I think it is about just trying to get out there. But when you step up to the next level, then I think you have to think more carefully about it.
Play us something else.
Okay, this is a new song, and it's going to sound completely different on the album, and it's called Clock Watchers.
Really knowing, and all of the people around you were showing each other the nice shiny things that they bought just to prove to themselves they could be something else, without seeing the reasons behind every action and all of the channels they view a distraction. But none of them care, they just stare at the clocks all day, and they always will. They always feel like they're never wrong, 'cause they always will fade away. And they always will. And they only think about number one, 'cause they always will fade away someday. See, I'm not denying there's those who were trying, and all of the ones who were silently crying. We're all in this place, it's a magical space, and the faces you touch, they never ask you for much. Oh, but listen to me, I don't know what I'm saying. I think I'm just as bad as all the people I've been slaying. Oh, but none of us care, we just stare at the clocks all day, and we always will. And we always feel like we're never wrong, 'cause we always will fade away. And we always will. And we only think about number one, 'cause we always will fade away someday. Denying, there's those who are trying, and all of the ones who were silently crying. We're all in this place, it's a magical space, and the faces you touch, they never ask you for much. Oh, but listen to me, I don't know what I'm saying. I think I'm just as bad as all the people I've been slaying. Oh, but none of us care, we just stare at the clocks all day. Feel like we're never wrong, 'cause we always will fade away. And we always will. And we only think about number one, 'cause we always will fade away. And we always will. And we always feel like we're never wrong, 'cause we always will fade away.
From our radio archives, Clock Watchers, performed for us by singer-songwriter Fraser Anderson. Hear the fully developed version on his album Coming Up For Air. And join me on NPR's The Thistle and Shamrock for radio like this each week. Find out how to tune in to public radio or hear an audio stream at thistleradio.com. I'm Fiona Ritchie. Thanks a lot for joining me.